1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Abortion opponents in Wisconsin are filing complaints with the state's licensing agency. They claim doctors are performing abortions illegally in the state. But Nate Wegehout has more.
Pro-Life Wisconsin filed three complaints last week. The complaints were filed against Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, its medical director Kathy King, and OBGYN Kristen Lyerly. Planned Parenthood began offering abortion services in Madison and Milwaukee earlier this month. Dr. Lyerly spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show last night. She says she doesn't even give abortions in Wisconsin.
The address that's listed, the two addresses, are the addresses of the two abortion clinics, the one in Madison and the one in Milwaukee, neither of which I work at because I work in Minnesota.
Dr. Lyerly is a frequent guest on several shows on the Civic Media Network. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
State lawmakers are considering limiting the rights of transgender Wisconsinites. One bill getting a hearing yesterday would outlaw gender-affirming care for people younger than 18. The author is Republican State Representative Scott Allen.
If people say that the science shows that medical gender transition helps minors, ask them for peer-reviewed long-term clinical evidence. You won't find any.
But Democratic State Representative Lisa Subek says a long list of medical and psychological experts oppose the bill.
What I hear you saying is that you think you know better than the physicians, than the doctors, than the psychologists, who have grave concerns about the mental health consequences of denying care to those who most need it.
Other bills getting hearings yesterday would regulate gender participation in sports. A new poll suggests most Americans are getting more comfortable with wind turbines, but local opposition is still a factor when new wind farms are proposed and developed. Here's Mike Mohn.
Josh Hone, who does consulting work for these projects, says it indicates a growing acceptance of what needs to be done to respond to climate change. But he says at the local level, these are land use decisions that can get the attention of the community.
Every project has a trade-off, especially in terms of aesthetics and the idea of community character.
Hone says local leaders and developers need to be transparent right away about the scope of a project. He suggests this can help overcome backlash that sometimes can be clouded by misinformation. I'm Mike Mohn.
New drivers aged 16 and 17 in Wisconsin will have to start taking road tests again next year. The Division of Motor Vehicles is lifting a pandemic-era waiver on road tests. About 144,000 young drivers got their licenses during the waiver. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
4WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. ND Paper in Buren won an award at the recent CEDA Awards last month in Wausau. The Community and Economic Development Award, or CEDA, ceremony was held on September 28th. The Wisconsin Economic Development Association, or WEDA, established these awards to recognize economic development projects and businesses that make significant contributions to Wisconsin's economy. ND Paper won the Business Retention and Expansion Award. Since the conversion in 2018 to lightweight recycled packaging products, they've retained over 315 jobs and increased wages for incumbent workers. There's open skating today at the KB Willett Arena in Stevens Point. Public skate times are 10:30 to noon. The first Donuts and Discussions has been scheduled for WRPS. All parents of students with disabilities are invited on Friday, October 13th to the district office from 9 to 10 a.m. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose again to the Diamondbacks. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Here's what it sounded like last night in the Brewers clubhouse after the game. That was the sound of the players with high fives, pats on the back, and hugs goodbye for each other as the Brewers' season came to an end. A 5-2 loss to the Arizona Diamondbacks before a packed house at American Family Field. Manager Craig Counsell.
This was a great team, and I think I told the guys, I said, you know, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this. This was a team you want to be on. It made baseball a lot of fun.
The Brewers added several players at the trade deadline and are one of the hottest teams in the league. Heading into the playoffs, Mark Canha was acquired from the Mets in August.
Some bounces didn't go our way. You know, we just, a lot of balls hit right at people. It's so tough because my time here was, since being traded here, it was just amazing. It's just an amazing group of guys. It was just such a fun group to compete with every day. And it sucks. It sucks to go out, you know, in the first round. And, you know, it felt like a team that is capable of going the distance.
Down 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth, the Brewers loaded the bases. I asked Arizona's manager, Torey Lovello, what he told his players about making a pitching change.
That stopping momentum and stopping these big runs is the most important thing in playoff baseball. So you have to do some uncharacteristic things. That's what I felt was the need. I trusted Andrew Salfrank, and I just wanted to change the mojo and change the momentum, and it worked out well.
So the next question is, will Craig Counsell be back next year as the Brewers manager, Christian Yelich?
I mean, he's been a huge part of why this place is the way it is now. Being in a small market and being a consistent winner and having a good competitive team every year that is either in the playoffs or you know, we missed it by one game last year. You know, I love playing for him. I hope that continues. He's done a great job.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, and we really got the band together because we are Michael. We got Paul Trombley joining us. Paul, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How you doing today, Paul?
Doing well. How are things going for you?
Doing well over here. Terry and I were just talking about the rehearsal schedule for our band, the three of us are in. We'll email that to you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you for that.
We want to work with your schedule. You know, we want to make sure that this works for all three of us. Terry's very busy, too, so we'll figure this out.
We can be flexible.
For the time being, we'll keep our day jobs for now, the three of us. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Yeah, you know, things are still looking very much into some fall weather, which has been continuing to settle in here for us. And still enjoying some sunshine into the start of the day today, turning into a mix of cloud and sun as we continue more to the afternoon. And also seeing a possibility of a passing shower late afternoon as well. But otherwise, some highs in the upper 60s, winds out of the west-southwest, about 10 to 15. Isolated shower chance into tonight, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, 43, and then cloudy on Friday. Another cold front sweeping through, bringing us some rain showers along with that, and highs at about 52 tomorrow with a west wind, 10 to 20. For Friday night, shower chances taper off, and then some partial clearing at times late, mid-30s, and then for Saturday, a mix of clouds and some sun, 52, northwest wind, 10 to 15, 37 Saturday night, and then partly sunny with a those conditions into Sunday and Monday, kind of back and forth between some clouds and sun both days, mid-50s Sunday and Monday. Still more opportunities for some frost from Saturday night, Sunday, Monday night as well, kind of hitting back in those mid-30s for lows. And highs do climb back a little bit to around 60 or a little into the 60s midweek next week, looking ahead. Meteorologist Paul Trombley.
We've got a gorgeous start to today.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I don't know about you all. I'm loving this weather. I am enjoying this.
Love this weather. Yeah.
It's good with me. I feel like sometimes you're hanging on, you want as many more days of summer as you can, but at a certain point, you just kind of give in.
Nope, not me.
I'm saying this as I'm looking at my co-host, and I know better. I know that you don't, but yeah, it does feel like that. And as we just embrace this, we get ready, we take in the fall foliage and all of this, it's nice. Thank you, Paul. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Yeah, you bet. Fall's my favorite season of the year, so I'm all for it.
Well, we'll have to name our band something fall-like. We'll have to come up with something like fall-like. We'll go there.
Right.
We'll work on that the next time. You have a great day, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Sounds good. You guys, too.
Best, have a great day.
Best in the business right there. Paul Trombley. Love him. Great man.
I'm a little mad because I was going to remember to bring a tambourine with me today. And so, darn it. Now I'll have to bring it when I come next.
Next time. We'll definitely have to do that. And we'll need that time, Terry, because we got so much to do today.
We do.
We are going to be covering a lot. Looking forward to catching up with the United Way today. We'll be doing that twice, actually, because Terry's going to be joining us in Midday Magazine. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We're also going to get into, I actually got a great place to start our show, I think. We'll get into also how many of us always watch TV while eating dinner.
Oh, not allowed at my house.
We'll get into that. And my mom is the very same way. We're going to talk about that. We, of course, got other good stuff coming up in this hour, in the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to kicking things off with our friend Madison Rafter and our Pet of the Week.
Oh, I hope she brings us something fun, not a snake.
We have our friends from the Southwick County Maid Society joining us. Looking forward to that. Afterwards, we'll get into a little entertainment news. And we also got to get into this morning, Terry, the top-selling Halloween candies in every state.
Oh, fun.
Over the past 16 years. So quite an interesting list. Oh. That should be interesting, all right.
Well, we'll get here's what that. I can tell you. It's not those little peanut butter chews.
Right, yeah, yeah, those things. Yeah, the Werther's.
I can handle Werther's. I'm talking about the ones that are the black and the orange wrapping.
Okay, all right. Yes.
You know where you get 1,000 of them for like $5?
Yeah. What were those made of? Well, I still never know what flavor they were going through.
I don't know, but
I think there was a peanut butter one, maybe.
It's
or
peanut
something.
Butter, yeah.
It is peanut butter. Okay.
And I don't know. I mean, I know for you as a kid, you weren't maybe always in the same, you know, area or neighborhood. But I mean, like for me, like you knew exactly which house had those things. Which little old lady had them? Like, you're just avoiding. I mean, but you want to go up there because they're excited to see kids in their costume, but they were terrible, and they're still terrible.
Boy, that is one thing. You know, when I think of the things I missed out on not being in one place too long, that is one of those ones I wish I would have been able to take advantage of. Like, we don't want to go to that house.
We're skipping that house.
We're going to this house, though. This house, we're definitely going to. Oh, that's awesome. We'll be talking Halloween candy a little bit later as well. We got some That Ain't Right stories to get to, and of course, some good local stories of the day. I want to make some time for some more good stories of the day worldwide, too. We don't get the chance to touch on those very often, so we'll see. All this, and of course, our United Way going on, and we wanted to wrap up the show talking a little United Way, but I did want to kick things off reminding everybody that we are still looking for volunteers for Day of Caring.
Yes, we absolutely are. So if you have some time available on Saturday, October 21st, again, this is just a morning commitment. It's not a full day or anything like that, but we are looking for volunteers. You get a free hot breakfast, you get a free t-shirt, and most importantly, you get to help a neighbor in our community that has a need. And so our goal is to clean up between 80 and 100 yards that day, depending upon registration closes for yards tomorrow. But we do have we still have a need for volunteers. So jump on our website, uwswac.org. You can get all the details. You can sign up to rake. You could do this as an individual. You can do this as a family. You could do it a group of coworkers. Mm-hmm. We have that happen actually quite often. Like our friends at Solaris, they will, gather a team of people just from the office and say, hey, who can give the morning? And it can be done many different ways, right? We see youth groups and civic groups and, all kinds of everybody. So we really just encourage you to get signed up. Again, you get a free t-shirt, free hot breakfast, and you get to help someone, and you're done by noon.
Sarah, I see your t-shirt, and I see you one. Because if you guys do that today, if you sign up today for volunteering for Day of Caring, give us a screenshot of you doing it or something like that, and you'll get a shirt from us. You definitely get a shirt from us that
awesome.
Way. We want to be a part of this. We want to help out and encourage people to do this. More people, the better. More hands, lighter work, all those things. As far as the group things goes, I did this with Seth and Beth and the boys one year, and it was fantastic. It's wonderful. Encourage people to do that. And I've done it solo as well, and it wasn't bad doing it solo, but it is fun doing it with other people.
Yeah, because I think you helped us with some that we had left, right? Mm-hmm. Like we had, because sometimes that happens, where we have an abundance of yards or something, or sometimes there's something with weather, and then, the following week we have to get some stuff done during the week, and that's awesome when we know that we have some standby volunteers that say, you know what, I can help you on Tuesday afternoon or whatever to get things wrapped up. So yeah, that's amazing.
I did it for the shirt. No, I did. You do it because this is a good...
Do it for the shirt. Hey.
Whatever you need to.
There's a lot of people that have a good collection of Dave Caring shirts, so that's fun too. And I love it. I'll see people walking around town, And I'll see the color of it, and I'll have to sit and think, like, what year did we do that color, you know?
I encourage you to do this, everybody. Get a part of this. And get that new shirt to add to your collection.
Absolutely.
Along with adding a memory to your collection, because I guarantee you'll make a memory doing this. It's a great event.
And it's really cool because we have, you know, for those T-shirts, too, we have a lot of really great sponsors. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. We have Wisconsin Rapids Noon Rotary.
Yeah.
We've got three different Lions clubs from the community. We've got Grand Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, maybe Nakusa.
Mm.
And then we have the Girl Scouts. And so, you know, it is really fun to see all of these different organizations helping to put dollars towards the event as well.
It shows the unifying of this area and how connected we are, how much we're looking out for each other. The way this area steps up is like very few I've ever lived in when it comes to helping each other out and
being
there for each other.
Our friends at Pepsi, Ocean Spray, you know, helping with the breakfast, Grand Rapids Lions. So it's truly a community effort, and that's, you know, really what's awesome about it.
You drive around that day and you see all these different, you know, strangers helping strangers and being a part of that. It's such a wonderful, unique experience.
So one thing, though, homeowners, because I know that a lot of the homeowners who will benefit from this are listen to the station in the morning. I just want to remind everyone that you are responsible for the bags.
Yeah.
So you need to have leaf bags, and they have to be paper. So no plastic bags, unless your municipality is one where you can rake it to the curb. Port Edwards, and I believe possibly Nakusa, you can just rake to the curb, so the volunteers will do that. But reminder that you do need to have the paper bags, otherwise they can't get the work done for you.
You can find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to bookmark that webpage and follow the United Way on all your social media accounts. Something else we're going to do today, Terry, is give away a set of tickets to Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience.
Very cool.
We had our good friend Sally in the other day from the Arts Council, and Sally's always nice to give us a set of tickets to give away. So we'll be doing that today. Get you ready for this show coming up Thursday, October 12th. It's a week away. Hey, everybody, at the PAC, at the Performing Arts Center, one of the best places you can see a show. And you don't have to travel 2-3 hours to go see this amazing act.
Right here.
Right here in town. And we got to talk to Sean the other day, on air, off air. One of the nicer, more humble people I have met.
That was a great interview. He was awesome.
He was really good. I hadn't got to, usually I get to cheat a little bit. I will look up an interview from one of these guys and see the questions they're asked. And I don't want to ask them the same questions. And I get a little bit of a beat on who they are and what they are. And I couldn't find anything like that on Sean. So we kind of went into a little blind. And he couldn't have been better. Like, really fun guy to talk to. Really good guy. And incredibly talented. I love these guys that are keeping this big band sound alive, this the crooner sound alive.
Well, and you can't hardly find a better venue to listen to that kind of music either.
Yes. Get your tickets at savorthearts.org, savorthearts.org, or just keep listening for your opportunity to win some. And maybe just do both. That way you got the tickets covered.
There you go.
If you don't win them. There you go. I wanted to kick things off in a cool spot here, I think. And I'll be honest with you guys, I did not get a chance to look this over that well. But it came up a little while ago, like a couple weeks ago. But it's a local story, and I think it's a good one. It comes to us from WPR, and we send a shout-out to Avery Leah Rogers, who does some great reporting for Wisconsin Public Radio. Trailblazing Wisconsin architect wins the State Leadership Award. For those that did not hear about this, the state's first licensed black female architect is recognized for her contributions to the profession. Architect Marion Clendon Acosta fondly remembers visiting the Mitchell Park Domes with her family as a child. And then last month, she returned to the domes once again to receive Wisconsin's most prestigious architectural award from the State Society of the American Institute of Architects. The award recognizes architects' contributions to the profession.
Hey, talk much?
Nah. It's not my thing. Don't get paid to do it for a living at all. I need a teleprompter. In 2000, Clarendon Acosta became the Wisconsin's first licensed black female architect. And today she strives to make the work of architects and communities they serve more inclusive and bringing more people into the industry.
That's a great story.
I love this story for so many reasons. For one, being a woman, yes, being African-American is important to her. It's almost more important to her to get more architects into this world and into this field.
And to be competitive in the role, right? Yeah, that's really cool.
I don't feel like in society we get a chance ever to really like, hey, architect, like how many, like other than Frank Lloyd Wright, how many people know architects out there? I love the opportunity to just to give a tip of the hat to somebody like this, let alone a trailblazer who, by the way, again, is a Wisconsinite.
That's awesome.
There you go. That's pretty good. You can find the complete article if you'd like at WPR.org, WPR.org. We got to get to break, come back and do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs around 68, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 44. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 52. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Ezekiel.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you for that.
That's one of my favorite ones that we have.
It's a nice one. I just feel like he leaves you a breath there to insert a name, and I never know what name to insert.
You should just pick a random name off the list.
I should start doing that. It's time to do some celebrating with our friends at Misty's, and we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR, and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Everybody, we want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@wfhr.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook. And be sure to call up 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation with your birthdays and anniversaries if you forgot to get them to us. Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
3.
That gives us that. All right. And get to our... And we have some honorable mentions to get to before we get to our list. First up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Sarah Najm, N-A-J-M, N-A-J-M, Najm, Pam's goddaughter. She lives in Minneapolis.
Happy birthday.
Sarah, a very happy birthday to you. And we also wish one to Ken Ashbrenner.
Ashenbrenner. Happy birthday, Ken.
Yeah, Ken, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. Good guy. Good guy, Ken. Met him a couple of times. Good guy. Enjoy your day, Ken. We hope it's a memorable one for you. Have a great one. We go to our list now. We wish a happy birthday to Nick Sweet.
Happy birthday, Nick.
A former high school teammate of mine, Nick, cool. A good guy. Nick, hope you enjoy your day. Also, celebrating a birthday, Joe Lynn Winkles.
Happy birthday, Joe Lynn.
Am I saying her last name right, do you think, Terry? Winkles?
Yeah, Winkles, yep.
All right. Joe Lynn, that's a beautiful name. I want to make sure to get that right. Joe Lynn, we wish you a fantastic birthday. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, Vera Keller.
Happy birthday, Vera.
Nothing but great names today.
Yeah, we got some really good ones.
Everybody's got some great names.
You know, I have one to add. Mm. Also, happy birthday to Melissa Miller. And what's awesome about Melissa, she's a reading interventionist at Howe. So it is World Teacher Day and her birthday all on the same day. So happy birthday, Melissa.
Very happy birthday to Melissa out there. Wish her a great one and appreciate her, what she does for our community. Again, Vera, you're our qualifier today. And thank you again to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. Travis Kelce is 34 today.
You mean Taylor Swift is 34 today?
Right, right. Mr. Taylor Swift, yes.
Okay.
I find that hilarious, real quick. I find that hilarious because this morning, one of the first headlines I see is Travis Kelce having a trouble being bothered by the NFL covering this story so much. What did you think was going to happen?
That's what I was just going to say. Did you see about his bother?
Yeah. I mean,
get over it, dude. Move on.
I'm sorry. I will first off. I have never even been able to handle the tiny, and I say this in quotes, fame that I have in this area. Okay, and I mean that with air quotes. But I don't even handle that well. So I don't want to act like I would know what it's like to handle fame on that level.
I mean, don't invite her to the game, dude.
But exactly.
Don't put her in your skybox.
You walked into this the moment he's been like teasing to reaching out to Taylor Swift for a while.
Maybe.
And he wanted to be bigger. He wanted to get his podcast bigger. He wanted to be as big as QBs in the NFL and other athletes and stuff. And I got no problem with that. You're a brand nowadays and you're trying to sell that brand. It's a great idea to attach yourself to a big name celebrity. But when you attach yourself to arguably the biggest artist in the world,
you've attached yourself to the biggest artist in the world. Yeah. There are no small bites, right?
Like, no. What did you think was going to happen?
I just think it's funny.
I do too.
Anyway, happy birthday, Mr. Swift.
It should be said. He could go down as the greatest tight end that's ever lived. Like, he could go down as the greatest. He's incredibly good at what he does.
He's very talented, yes.
He is one of these guys. Like, it's always miraculous to me in football where it is such a, I know who's getting the ball. I know Patrick Mahomes, and if I do my job and I get him rustled, he's going to look for an out. And Travis Kelce's usually the out. So we're going to double-team Travis Kelce, and it doesn't even matter. Right. It just doesn't matter. He's still going to catch the ball. He's still doing what he's doing. He is incredibly talented. Jesse Eisenberg is 40 today. The Social Network, Now You See Me, Zombieland, Batman and Superman. He's a good actor. He's been around a while. Let's see. Jesse Palmer is 45. I think a lot of people might know him as the new host of The Bachelor, but actually I know him as a quarterback. He was a quarterback for a long time, and I played for the Giants for a while.
I don't know him from either. he should find a Taylor Swift.
We definitely know this lady, and is she not only for her being one of the greatest actors in the world, but also just being a really good person and a really good citizen. Kate Winslet is 48 today. Divergent movies. Critics love her in Mayor of Easttown. She really showed some of her greatest acting in that. And of course, Terry, many other people remember her from Titanic.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one will watch that with me.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's
hey!
I should probably watch
it
with you.
I offer it up fairly often at home and be like, does anyone want to watch Titanic? And I get like these blank stares.
Yeah,
it's not even funny. It's not very nice.
It's not nice. Just watch the movie with your mother. Watch the movie with her. Such a good actor. Incredibly talented actor. She does Kenneth Branagh's Hamlet. It's the greatest version of any Shakespearean thing I've ever seen in my life and may ever see. There's some amazing performances in there, including Robin Williams. But Kate Winslet plays
love her.
She plays Ophelia in it. And I feel for any actress that has to play that role ever again. It's so, just thinking about it gives me goosebumps.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Kenneth Branagh is arguably the greatest Shakespearean actor that I've ever seen and ever will see. What Kate Winslet does in that movie makes me double think about that and wonder, is she better than he is? That's cool. Saying something.
How old did you say she is?
48.
48. Okay.
Let's see here. Josie Bassett is 53. She played Jane Andrews on Melrose Place. I remember that show a little bit. Yeah.
I remember that too.
Guy Pearce is 56. Fantastic actor. Again, actor in Mayor of Easttown. So we got two references to that. Memento. He was in Iron Man 3. Fantastic in The Count of Monte Cristo and The Hurt Locker. Great actor, Guy Pearce.
Oh, do you remember when we had to read that?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I say Chris Chelios is my favorite hockey player growing up, but right next to him was Mario Lemieux, who is 58 today. Super Mario is 58. Now, Mario Lemieux had the crux of growing up or having a career when Wayne Gretzky had a career, so it was pretty hard to get noticed. But even with that, most hockey heads have no problem telling you not only Mario Lemieux, but what number Mario Lemieux was, maybe how many goals he had.
Cool.
And the fact that... one thing that the great one didn't do, Mario Lemieux had to go away from the game for a little while to beat cancer and then came back and won a Stanley Cup. Like, yeah, that's hockey players for you, baby. That's one of the greatest of all time.
And let's see here. Clive Barker, 71, one of the masters of horror, author and director. Let's see here. Now it's getting thin. Here we go. Oh, we got a couple of good ones right back to back. Brian Johnson is 76 today, lead singer for AC/DC. Highway to Hell, Back in Black. You don't
I
need me
love
to go through.
AC/DC.
Yeah. Really amazing how they were able to go from Bon Scott, who had that iconic voice, to Brian Johnson, who just happens to sing that way. He's not trying to sing like Bon Scott. He just sings that way.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
You really can't tell much of a difference They're between awesome. The two. Brian Johnson's had an amazing career. And also an amazing career for Steve Miller, who is 80 today. The Joker is 80 today.
Wow.
That's incredible. Fly Like an Eagle, Abracadabra.
Although, you know,
I really like him in the James
game. I don't know if the 80s thing, if him being 80 throws me or not.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I always, and he was clearly younger, but like I'm feeling like when I was a teenager, I thought he was like in his 60s.
Yeah, I hear you.
And he was
you.
Clearly only in his
50s. Same here, yes.
But,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh,
I'm with
know.
You on this, yeah. You get a chance, I'm going to listen to some Steve Miller Band today. Or the James Gang, I should.
That should probably be in the bumpers.
Yes,
honestly.
It should. Yes, yes. Walk Away should definitely be in the bumpers. Larry Fine would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1902, passed away in 75. The Three Stooges, he was also a concert violinist. And the legend, Chicago's own Bernie Mac, born on this day in 1957, passed away in 2008. God, I love Bernie Mac. Such a great stand-up comedian, fantastic actor. And the Bernie Mac show and some things like that, a lot of people really enjoyed.
Can we go back to the Three Stooges guy?
Larry Fine?
Yeah, what was his role in that?
Larry Fine.
Like, he was one of the Three Stooges?
I believe
or
so.
He okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
Now I'm double thinking that. Larry.
So he's like Larry from the Three
Stooges.
Oh, okay. Like, actually.
Sorry. He was
no,
Larry
I just didn't know if
three.
He was like one of the writers or something, or
so I my papa and I were big Marx Brothers fans, so I didn't watch a ton of Three Stooges. I saw them a bit, and they were funny, they were good. We just, you know, you only have so much time, so if you're gonna watch some, you're gonna watch what you want to watch, and it was always the Marx Brothers for us. But I like the Three Stooges, and Larry Fine, classic comedic face. I mean that with all compliments.
Well, and the hair helped.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, like, no offense.
Yeah. No, not
curly hair.
Yeah,
okay. I just was trying to place which one he might have been.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm a fan of the Three Stooges, but I've certainly seen enough of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny.
We wish happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating. Enjoy your day, everybody. Have a great one. And keep on getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. We want to keep celebrating with you. Head on over to Missy's. Treat yourself. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us, including Melissa, who's got her news right now on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Everest Metro Police Chief Clayton Schultz will not have charges filed against him for sexual harassment. An investigation into the accusations began at the end of September. News 9 reports they were submitted as a written complaint with the Joint Police Commission. After more than an hour in closed session on Wednesday, the commission announced the complaints were not sufficient to warrant charges for disciplinary actions. With this decision, the complaint will go no further. Student drivers under the age of 18 will again be required to complete an in-person road test at the DMV to obtain their probationary license. The Division of Motor Vehicles Road Test Waiver Pilot Program began in May of 2020 at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. As part of the program, the DMV tracked potential safety implications and found no negative effect on driver safety. Over 144,000 parents or guardians of 16 and 17-year-old drivers utilized the road test waiver. However, the pilot program will end on December 31, 2023, as it would need legislative action to make the program permanent. In-person road tests can now be scheduled 11 weeks in advance, so driving students will be able to start scheduling their tests as soon as October 17th. Avelo Airlines begins flights today at the Central Wisconsin Airport. They will offer nonstop service between CWA and the Orlando International Airport. Avelo is a low-fare airline serving CWA and operates the nonstop service to Orlando twice weekly on Thursdays and Sundays. Portage County will be offering free nitrate screening this weekend during the Wonderful Water Run Expo, Saturday, October 7th, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Matthias Mitchell Public Square. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Exogen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. With kids back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Make Exogen thermometer the chosen thermometer for your home or business to check for fever, where accuracy matters. When measuring temperature at home and at work, use an Exogen thermometer to keep your family and your colleagues safe. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exogen.com.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Big Ten home opener against Rutgers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs around 68, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 44. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 52, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. I don't know this song.
At first we thought it had a clue.
Oh, is it a...
I have no idea.
It's Destiny's Child or Beyoncé, I think. Yeah, that's definitely Queen B. I'm pretty sure that's Beyoncé.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I'm more 80s. Like, yeah. I don't... You know what I mean? Like, a lot of... Early 90s music just doesn't stick
just
with me.
I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, it's not, we're not kids in the 90s.
And it
but
should
there's
because,
something
like,
about it.
I graduated in the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of milestone things that I would tie songs to, but I just don't.
Not sure
I don't
why.
Know.
We'll go 80s next. We'll go 80s next. We're going to dinner right now. I know it's early. It's early, but we'll get
like
it out.
Like prime rib, please.
Sounds good. I will have the steak. A lot of people sit down to eat dinner with their families, assuming you consider your TV family. A new poll asked people how often they watch TV while eating dinner at home, and 24% say they always do. That's almost a quarter of people. Another 28% say that they usually do, 25% say they sometimes do, and 12% say they rarely do. Only 9% of people say they never watch TV while having dinner. If you break it down by demographics, older folks are more likely to say that they always eat dinner in front of the tube. That's interesting to me. We'll come back to that. But they're also the groups... that are most likely to say that they never watch TV while having dinner, which is why we're going to come back to this one. Women are more likely to watch TV while eating than men, and it's a more common...
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. This is getting all over the place, and it's a more common practice in the South. It's least common out West. So I find this interesting. When I was in Galveston, I spent some time there in Texas. The way that the meals were set up, like it was the same as in Waco or anywhere else. Like they seem just a little bit of I've been in the South. They take eating serious, and it is you are here. You are committed to this meal. You're not looking on your phone. You're not watching the game unless it's Thanksgiving. You know, these kind of things. Out West, it was it was a little different. It's they just didn't care, like if you were there or not, what you were doing. It was a lot of multitasking out there, and part of your meals were you were multitasking during your meals in that. I found that really interesting to me because I would have thought the opposite, honestly. But not necessarily the opposite, but it was surprising to me the way that we approach these meals differently in different sections of our country. We have a big country, and I think sometimes people like myself that haven't traveled outside of it don't see that, you know. And the way we treat our traditions is different. You and I are similar in this. We both kind of grew up in households where Mom and Dad wanted us there for dinner, and we were committed to dinner. We were locked into dinner, if you will. We were locked into conversation with our siblings or our parents, and we had conversation. I don't know that happens as much anymore, and I don't know how much society has been affected by that, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a shame. I think that you know, really important conversation connections happen during that time. I'll tell you when eating in front of the TV happens at my house. When I'm not home.
Oh, that
it does.
I'm gonna be laughing.
And it's really funny because when the kids were little, they'd be like, "Well, when you're not home, Dad lets us eat in the living room."
Yeah. Always. Like that was supposed. Like that was gonna make you change your mind. Yep. Oh well, since he did it,
like dinner at the table, and we have a TV in our kitchen, but it is not. And it'll be on during like prep of dinner and cleanup. Mm-hmm. But when we sit down to eat, the TV's turned off, and there are also no phones allowed at the table. And it's very funny because I'll hear one vibrate, mm-hmm. like buzz or whatever, because somebody has it under their leg on their chair. Yeah. You know? And I'm like, whose phone is that?
I think for older people, TV, when we're talking older, we're talking like you and I, our grandparents, you know, that kind of thing. That's what I'm thinking of, at least. And I always thought it was funny. Like, you remember those little tiny TVs they had that you could, portable ones?
Yeah.
You could my Nana Papa took that thing with them everywhere. And when we were having dinner, which was very important to our family, food was huge, it is huge in our family. It was not a big deal for my Nana Papa to have a TV playing or have something going on while other conversations were going. I think because TV was so new and such a different thing for them that they just incorporated into the meal, into life in general. Whereas when our parents get around and our parents see this, and they're kind of like, no, I want our kids to be more specific and locked into dinner and conversating with us and sharing their day with us. And so you and I, our generation, kind of grows up with a little more of that. And now we're at the point where it's kind of like, I think, evening out.
Well, and I think for like when I was a kid, we only had one TV and it was in the living room. It was not in the kitchen eating.
Yeah.
But I also noticed my parents, you know, you go from having a house full to just the two of them. I noticed that their meals kind of revolve around like they eat when the news is on. So like they're eating, but they have the 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock news on and they're watching it while they're eating. I also see that happening. Not in my house, though.
Well, my mom and dad were the same way. My mom asked very little of us. We got away with a lot growing up. We had rules and we had certainly things, but for everything like that, there were stuff that we were able to get away with, in part because she didn't ask a lot of us. And one of the main things she wanted, we were there for dinner and we were locked in. We didn't have cell phones because I'm old, but if we did, they darn sure wouldn't have been at the table. And to this day, when I do sit and have dinner with my mom and dad, I make it a point. I leave my phone in my, you know, in the other room or something like that. Now, when I'm alone, honestly, one of the ways to get me to eat is having a TV show that I want to watch on. I know how bad this sounds. I'm a grown man, but I forget to eat all the time. And if I have time in the afternoon, I haven't had time in a while now, but if I have time in the afternoon, there's a show I love to watch, pardon the interruption, and that's on at 4:30. So I will catch that show, and it reminds me, oh, it's dinner time. And so I'll eat while I'm watching Tony and Mike. And that's how I know I ate that day. Like, that's how bad I've gotten with this, that I get so busy and have so many other things going on that I don't really think about that stuff. I think that eating and sitting down with your family, it's important to get the meal and get some fuel in you and everything. But it's so vital to have those moments of calm. And just you and your family, even if you're doing this, even if you're alone, I think it's a good idea to do. Put the phone away. You want to watch a show, that's fine. But I think that's even a better idea maybe to just sit back and just eat. Just enjoy a moment of calm.
I'm a little more lenient with like lunch, mm-hmm. but at dinner, supper time, like then I'm like, nope. Or if we have, you know, it's not uncommon to have a house full of kids, and then also at breakfast. Like if I'm making a big breakfast and we're all sitting around talking, you know, what's on the agenda for the day, like that kind of thing, the TV is not on.
Yeah.
And I will, yeah. someone turns out, I will seriously, I just walk up and shut it off. Like, I'm like, okay, time to eat.
My mother, I'll never forget. I was playing, I don't even remember what the game, I think it was Ninja Gaiden or something like that. I was playing, and back then you couldn't pause, or you couldn't, there was no save points in games.
Yeah.
If you were playing a game,
you played till you died.
Yeah. Or if you got so far, you had to leave the TV on.
Yep.
And I do that. And I'll be right there. I'm on level 3. I'll be right there. And, you know,
she came in and shut it off?
She came in and shut it off.
God bless her.
She shut that thing off. And as she did it, Terry, I will never forget this. She shuts it off while looking at me the whole time. Like she didn't know the system. I didn't even know she knew where the power button was. She's staring daggers at me as James. She turns it off.
Mothers know more more than you think.
You ain't kid.
At least you were smart enough to not lip off then. Yep. I hope you got up and got your butt to the table.
I am definitely the man that my mother calls me, a rebel without a pause. That is who I am, unless it's against my mother and father. Nope. I fall in line pretty quick with those two. And rightfully, they've earned that. You guys have earned some tickets. We want to give away some tickets. Let's do it right now, Terry. Sean Johnson and the Big Band Experience are taking the stage at 7:30 Thursday, October 12th at the Performing Arts Center right here in Wisconsin Rapids. A week away, going to be doing this. A rare newcomer to traditional pop, fusing a big band spirit with an initiative like no other, and an edge that you normally get with this type of music. He's able to play these great classic songs while also putting his own spin on them. It's always an art to me to be able to do that. And man, his voice has been described as liquid velvet. And I feel like that almost undersells it. He's got such a great crooner voice. You want to hear him doing some classics, that's great. But he also does some interesting newer stuff, like Citizen Cope, a big band in this state, along with Frank Sinatra. He's got a wonderful version of the Spider-Man theme song.
Isn't that cool? Like, there's so much variety.
Yeah. It's a fantastic show. And if you want to go, get your tickets right now at SavorTheArts.org, SavorTheArts.org. And if you'd like to go with some friends, well, how about you get some free tickets?
You want to go for free?
I got two tickets right here. Terry and I got one each. We want to give them to you. Call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600. And now that I'm thinking about this, I thought about it earlier today. I want to make sure, the phones were working for Paul. So, I believe the phones are working all right.
Do you want me to call you and get the tickets?
Yeah. That counts.
If I disguise my voice, do I have to go in the other room or can I do it from here?
I want you to do this just because I want to hear. I've never heard you do an impression. I want to hear what Terry's fake voice sounds like. I've got to hear that. The audience really has to hear that. So you please do that. Otherwise, everybody else, call up 424-2600. Get yourself these tickets. Sean Johnson and Big Band Experience a week from now, October 12th, performing right here in Rapids at the Performing Arts Center. Again, get your tickets at SavorTheArts.org. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun. It's Terry and James on The Morning Show at WFHR.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise mainly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 68, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows dip down to about 44. Cloudy skies, tomorrow scattered rain showers likely, daytime highs approaching 52. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you.
Hello.
There's something impressionable about like your early teens and music.
You're
Isn't
so
that funny?
Right. Yeah, there's so, you're
like,
so
I
right.
I just travel right back to a certain place when I hear some of this.
Instantly. Music is a time machine.
It's really cool.
Ever since you've been leaving me, I've been wanting to cry.
It's that part right there that gets me every since I was a little kid. He sounds so much like his dad, Julian Lennon, for those that don't know. Much Too Late for Goodbyes. The old classic rock in me, it makes me have to say the name of these bumpers, even though nobody cares. I can't help it.
I was like, dude, that's the point of a bumper?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
yeah.
Just
yeah
a little
it's
background
just a
music.
Bumper. It's just a bumper. And we're talking candy right now, everybody. Let's get into this, Terry. Let's talk Halloween. Let's talk candy. It is October. It is tradition. And it is a radio trait we have to do. Troit. I don't think that's a word. Get sleep, everybody.
Okay, before we go into the best candies, favorite candies, whatever we're doing here.
Yeah.
Did you ever do the candy bartering with your siblings?
Absolutely.
On
Absolutely.
Halloween?
Yeah.
And like, I can remember my mom, because I'm the oldest of four, but I can remember my mom like coming in the room, like checking me and my older, me and my brother, the two oldest, like making sure we're not taking all the good stuff from the little ones.
Or hustling your brothers and sisters.
You know,
yes,
like giving them 10 crappy pieces and, for 40 good pieces.
You and I don't have many, many like parallels growing up, but that is exactly, you and I are exactly the same on that one. My dad would come in and eyeball what I was doing. Like, Jimmy, that fair trade? Is that a fair trade? And then he would come in and make a worse
take
trade.
Whatever
he yeah, I'd take whatever. I'm going to take those, some ice caps. All right. CandyStore.com reviewed candy purchases from the past 16 years and put together a ranking of the top three candies in every state. Of course, people buy candy for a lot of reasons throughout the year, so they focused on the months leading up to Halloween. So here are the top 10 overall, along with the states where it was the top seller. So let's go ahead and look into Reese's Cups. They were number one in Florida, Iowa, Kentucky, New Hampshire, and Wyoming.
Isn't it funny how they're not peanut butter cups anymore?
Yeah, that is weird, though. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
I love their marketing campaign, the whole Reese's,
yes.
You know, like that whole thing.
Good.
And but yeah.
Yeah, they a shout out to them smartly casting Will Arnett and that wonderful voice of his.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's really good. M&M's were number one in California, Kansas, North Carolina, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and D.C.
I'm just going to say I thought California would have something more trendy than M&M's.
Yeah. Some.
I love M&M's.
Some tofu kind
of
like.
You know
what
like, I mean? Like something
weird. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Hot tamales. Boy, I haven't thought of those in a long time. I'm not a fan. No, not a fan of those.
No.
They are a fan of them. They were number one in Minnesota, New Mexico, and North Dakota.
Well, Minnesota. I mean.
Skittles. Oh, I love Skittles. They were number one in Alabama, Oklahoma, and South Carolina.
Red and purple Skittles. That's my problem. Like, I want to pick through them.
Yeah?
I'm not eating the green, yellow, or orange. I'm leaving them.
A certain brand, there's a yellow Skittle in a certain brand of them that's like a tropical one.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
my
I don't
favorite.
Like those.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's my favorite.
Is it like pineapple, maybe?
Yeah, it's pineapple. That's why. I love pineapple.
I only ever buy like the regular you know, original Skittles or whatever.
I'm a sucker for most things pineapple. I am not a, especially growing up as a Jewish person, I don't eat ham really. But I will like, when they have the piece of pineapple on ham.
Oh, absolutely.
And it, like the pineapple like seeps into it a little bit. Like that's pretty good. That is
it
pretty
is good
ham. Sour Patch Kids. Number one in Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Nebraska, New York, and Texas.
I do like Sour Patch Kids.
I don't know anybody who doesn't except me. I feel like I'm the only person who doesn't like them in the whole world. I don't hate them or anything. I'll eat them, especially if I want candy and there's nothing else in front of me. But I'm just not a big
fan. Not a go-to.
Not a big
fan. Okay.
Starburst, another one of my favorites. Number one in Indiana, Michigan, and South Dakota.
Their greatest marketing campaign ever. Well, not marketing campaign. Their greatest strategy is the bag of reds.
Yeah.
Where you have just the pink and red.
Such a smart idea. Yeah.
That's me. All over it.
Hershey Kisses, number one in Arizona and Maryland.
Yeah. I like Hershey Kisses.
Those are good. Those
plain
are good.
Chocolate. A plain Hershey bar.
Just straight up chocolate.
Love it.
Sometimes it's the perfect thing. It's exactly what you want. Candy corn.
I like candy corn. You don't like it?
No,
I like it.
I don't mind candy corn. I don't
I like
mind
it.
Number one in our hearts. It's number one in Utah. It's number
really
one in
lame.
Utah. It was very lame, very lame. But it's a classic. It's a throwback. It's a good one. I don't know if I liked it when I was a kid. I think as a teenager, as an adult, I grew to like them more, and now I really like them.
I've always liked it. I don't like the flavored stuff. I mean, original candy corn. I know it's flavored, but I don't like, you know, like now there's like caramel corn, like all those. Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
I saw a pumpkin spice one the other day.
Really? But I like it. I always liked it as a kid, but I'm the only one in my house that'll eat it, so I don't buy it because I will literally eat the whole darn bag.
I don't blame you. So, Hershey's mini bars are number one in Hawaii, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. And Snickers are number one in Idaho. Outside of the top 10, Twix. God, I love Twix.
I love Twix, too.
Ah, Twix are great. Twix, cookies and cream Twix. Mm. Ooh, they're really good.
No, just plain.
Twix is number one in Alaska and Montana. Butterfinger is number one in Arkansas, Massachusetts, Virginia, and right here in Wisconsin.
No, not it. Stick in your teeth. I don't like stuff that sticks in my teeth.
I like Butterfinger, but that's the part that keeps me from eating them.
Mm-mm.
Usually if I'm eating a Butterfinger, it's two bites in and I remember why I don't eat them more often.
Yeah.
And it's not because I love the taste. I like the texture, everything. But yeah,
then once you actually break down and eat one, then you might as well eat like four because they're already stuck in your teeth.
Exactly. You're so right about this. Yes. Does anybody else do this? If I'm eating something that either does that or like sour cream or I know like garlicky or whatever, I just go all in and like, I'm going to eat some more garlic stuff. Like
I'm committed.
Got a foot in, might as well dive in. Might as well. Milky Way is number one in Colorado. Almond Joy is number one in Connecticut and Missouri. Tootsie Pops are number one in New Jersey, Tennessee, and Washington. Three Musketeers are number one in Mississippi. Blow Pops. Oh, I love Blow Pops.
I like Blow Pops, too.
So good.
Not the apple ones,
though. I like the apple ones.
I like the red ones.
It's like one of the few sour things I like. Blow Pops are number one in Ohio. Lemonheads are number one in Louisiana. And Jolly Ranchers, number one in Georgia. Candy corn has been climbing up the overall list lately. It's now more popular than Snickers and Butterfinger.
Really?
That's crazy.
That's interesting. You know, what I like about this list is it's just a nice variety.
Yeah, yeah.
And notice there's no Biddle Honey.
Ooh, wow. Good call. And a dig. A dig and a good call at the same time.
No Tootsie Rolls? Nope. I actually like Tootsie Rolls. Well, not the flavor. Rolls. Just regular ones, though. Yeah. Not all these weird flavor ones. But I can just remember you'd have like this monster pile of all this, we just called the gross candy, you know?
It was the referencing back to earlier,
those
the red
peanut
and black
butter,
ones.
Those peanut butter kisses. Those. Yeah.
And Bit of Honeys. Yeah. I don't know many people that like Bit of Honeys. 424-2600. Call up and get a shirt if you could tell us your favorite candy or if you were a fan of Bit of Honey.
Do you know, I was in line the other day. I was at the Dollar Tree getting some cards. Mm-hmm. And the guy in front of me was buying like 10 bags of Biddle Honey. And I'm like, dude, have probably been there for like 25 years because you're the only one buying them.
You can check the expiration date on those, buddy. Yeah.
Well, it probably is still like 10
they
years out.
They may be so old they've turned back to bees. Like, they've just gone right back to being bees. They've evolved.
I just don't really know what to like about them, I guess. Yuck.
Yeah, I like honey, but I don't like it I don't like it in that setting as much.
I know that someone listening actually likes candy.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got it. 424-2600.
We just want to know your favorite Halloween candy.
That's it. That's it.
Tell us your favorite Halloween candy as a kid.
Ooh,
what's your favorite Halloween candy to give out to kids?
Oh, that's a great question. What your favorite candy is to hand out.
Bite you through the phone.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, it can't hurt. And you get a shirt. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. I think that is a fantastic question of your favorite candy to hand out and your favorite candy to eat probably are two different things.
Okay. Remember Pixie Sticks?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there is a house, and I don't know that they do it anymore, but like when my kids were younger, in Rudolph, that they would give out. You remember those giant Pixie Sticks that are in like a plastic tube? They would give those out to the kids. And they were just, but they were so cute because all the kids are like, look at what I got. You know, it's like if someone gave a full-size candy bar. But it just was hilarious because they were like, look at this.
My sister, you know this as being the oldest. When you have siblings, your job is to take your brother and sister trick-or-treating or something like that a lot. And I would do that. My sister loved those dip ones.
Fun dips. Yeah.
But there was like one house that had them, and that was it. So we had to go all the way out of our way. But I mean, it felt like we were going to Grand Rapids.
And then don't open it in the car.
Nope, you can't do that.
Spill.
No, especially my dad, the Monte Carlo my dad had. No, you cannot. You are not eating anything in that car. You can't even think about food in that car. I think about this stuff. 1 year we had taffy we were handing out. And I remember handing it to a kid and having the idea of holding it. And he pulled. And that was fun. That was cool.
Not nice.
1 year, my mom and dad used to, again, not having a whole lot, but certain holidays really going all in. And we loved Halloween in my family. And especially, like, that's part of why I'm in pain right now. And I keep messing up all these words today, is helping my mother and my father set up their Halloween decorations. And my father falling on me and me falling on the stairs. Just so my mom could set up all these little... these little spooky things and these little ghosts that hang from the ceiling, and I'm the only one that runs into them. We love Halloween. So every once in a while, they would get some really unique things to hand out. And 1 year, we handed out candy apples. And that was really cool.
Remember making those when you were a kid? Did you ever make them when you were a kid?
That was fun.
You'd have those wrap things that would go around the apple?
Those were a fun one to hand out. I think if I looking back, I think that was probably my... No, you can't. But I think looking back, that was probably my favorite candy to hand out.
Yeah. When we were kids, we grew up in the country, right? Mm-hmm. So there was no walking door to door. Like, my mom literally drove us. We'd pile in the station wagon. You'd pull up somebody's driveway, go get back in the car, drive to the next house.
Cool. I like that.
And then we thought it was really awesome when they finally started, like, we would actually stop in Rudolph, so you could actually walk and hit like 10 houses on foot. We just thought that was the greatest thing in the world. But otherwise, this is like a 3-hour commitment because you were driving to everyone's house.
That seems pretty cool. I will say one of the advantages of being in the city, my Aunt Nay would take us to her hotel, covered bridges, their apartment complex with nothing but rich people in it. So my cousin Lisa, my sister and I went and hit everyone. We got more candy and candy than we'd ever seen. I didn't even know that like some brands existed until we were there. Like, it was amazing. We'll keep this conversation going. Do you want to call up next hour with your favorite candy and get a shirt? That is perfectly fine. 424-2600. Our good friend Madison Rafter going to be calling up with her Pet of the Week in just a few right here on
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.